Well, every Tuesday morning here on Verulam in the Morning, we're marking the run-up to COP26, which is the big climate change conference that's taking place later this year in Glasgow. And we're looking at things we can all do to make a difference to our environment and help save the planet. And joining us this morning from Box Local is Juliet Foxwell. Juliet is the owner and founder of Box Local. Hello, Juliet.
Hello, morning.
Morning. Now, so tell us a bit about Box Local first.
Well, we are a St Albans company set up by myself, and we focus on veg boxes that are sourced from the local area and seasonal produce that's available locally. So a mixture of things every week delivered within St Albans and the villages around.
Right, excellent. So we can look to Box Local to provide us with some seasonal food. Now, we're talking about seasonal eating today, and it's probably something we've sort of forgotten a little bit about. But why is this so important for the environment?
Well, as with all things, the further something's come from, in general, the more energy has been put into transferring it to your house and your plate. But also trying to grow something out of season requires a lot more energy as well than trying to grow it at the time and in the place where it was intended to be grown. So obviously heat and light and water can be massively increased if you're trying to kind of cheat nature in that way.
So kind of if you're growing it, I don't know, in greenhouses or in polytunnels that are heated and
exactly,
so on, there's,
yeah,
there's obviously a foot.
Heated or lit, anything like that. So,
or presumably worse still if you're flying it in from somewhere.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, there are lots of different permutations as to how you kind of obviously calculate the energy that's gone into the food on your plate, but the transport is a huge part of it. Yeah.
So what do we do about it if we want to cut down on the amount that we're driving all of this transport of food or maybe unnatural heating and watering and so on? How do we go about it as individuals?
Well, I think just increasing your own awareness of what is local and seasonal is a good start. So if you're in the supermarket checking packaging, quite often in supermarkets they'll even tell you what county the food came from, as well as the country, if it's in the UK, and a farmer's market asking where produce has come from. As you do it more, you get to more aware of what is available when. So as with most things to do with the environment, you start with kind of educating yourself about what you need to be doing. So,
and then would you suggest that we should be trying to just eat things which are seasonal? So maybe it would be fruit is only in the summer, for example.
Well, I mean, if you look back to kind of how we lived before the age of flying fruit in from far-flung places, there are seasonal fruits that run through most of the year. I mean, we've always stored apples over the winter, but now we store them in big fridges, whereas before they would have been stored in a cold store in the garden. So it's, you know, we've always found ways of combating it. And obviously in the past we would preserve fruit through the seasons. I'm not saying that we go that far, but
right.
We have freezers where we didn't used to. So there's a lot of different ways of stretching seasons. And obviously the ultimate would be to only eat seasonal fruit and vegetables. But, you know, I think every step that we take towards that is a step in the right direction. I think we can all try and make small adjustments to have more of these things in our fridges than we did before, and I think, you know, where we move forward, we're doing good.
So is it can it be a bit boring to not have asparagus in December, or you know, or just sort of thinking the winter particularly for some reason. What on earth does one do in the winter if you're only eating seasonally?
Yeah, I do see how that could be kind of the way some people might think of it, and the winter particularly, especially towards the end of the winter. You do have less options, but we always manage to find 10 different options every week to fill our boxes from local produce. And I think it's just a little bit about trying to be creative with what's there. So a root vegetable is not just for a sturdy stew. You can chop it finely and stir fry it, or put it in a coleslaw for a sandwich. Or, you know, there's lots of different ways of treating vegetables that kind of gives them a different seasonal feel. So if you're hankering after some salad, grate some carrot and some turnip, for example, in the winter, and, you know, put a nice dressing on it and, you know, a few herbs in there, and you've got a lovely salad. So
I'm feeling a bit hungry. I'm quite looking forward to the winter now. So it is possible to sort of do a variety of things, even with things that you might only be, you know, the only things you can get in the depths of the winter, like turnips and carrots and so on. There are things you can do with them, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, obviously we all are a bit guilty of liking the same things over and over and referring back to kind of favourite meals that we cook or for example, something that you would cook throughout the year that required peppers, for example. And it's just, you know, trying to just tweak your mindset into thinking, right, let's think about a vegetable that could be substituted for the pepper that might give the same crunch or, you know, the same colour or something like that. So it's rather than, you know, assuming that we can have the same the things that we want throughout the year, it's just slightly adjusting your mindset. As with many things that, you know, that are good for the environment, they do involve a little bit of just a readjustment.
It's going to take a bit of self-education, isn't it, too? Because I think, to be honest, I've probably forgotten what's seasonal when. I mean, I sort of know fruits are mostly the summer, but I don't, you know, peas, when's that? Probably about now. But I, you know, it's a bit difficult in your head, because if you're used to it all being there at the supermarket, the seasons mean nothing, do they?
Yes, I think that's the situation that has arisen, and the rise, especially recently, of supermarket shopping, where you can't actually even tell until it arrives on your doorstep where the produce is from, and sometimes even then you don't find out. Obviously, having an allotment or growing things yourself is a great way to educate yourself, because you soon learn this is what season things are available. But farm shops and farmers markets are a great way, or a seasonal veg box.
Okay, so think about veg boxes. Think about going down to the farmers market to see what they have available, because that's likely to be the seasonal produce, and try and cut down on the horrendous environmental footprint that we're creating by trying to have things outside of the time when our bodies were actually meant to eat them. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, we do. You know, berries are available in the autumn to kind of give us a vitamin C boost, ready for the oncoming winter. So. Things are they're designed to be at a specific time for the needs of our body, as well as the environmental impact as well.
Brilliant. Well, Juliet, thank you so much for explaining or demystifying some of the seasonal eating stuff for us, and how important it is for our planet that we do try not to consume things that aren't naturally available in our area at a particular time. That's Juliet Foxwell. Juliet is from Box Local, and I'm sure that Box Local has lots of seasonal produce all year round. So do think about that as a possibly slightly lazy way of learning about how the seasons work. But Juliet, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And if you want to read Juliet's blog, you can find it at sustainablestalbans.org.